right. If you would give me a moment of your time, and then I'm gonna get out the way. Tonight, well, let's pray first. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, for all that you've done for us. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you that as the word flows tonight, Father, that it flows with clarity, that it flows with precision, and that the word that you desire for your people to receive is delivered here tonight. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight I want to encourage you some. I want to lift you up. And hopefully after tonight you'll be a little bit more enthusiastic about life and about the things of God. You'll be a little bit more, you'll be a little bit bolder about how you approach the word and how you approach life in general. Tonight, the title of the message is Time to Take a Stand. The code name or subtitle is Declare War. Sometimes life hits a rut. Circumstances can get you down. Complacency can bump you off track. The enemy will like little more than to keep you in a place of limbo, and he will love nothing greater than to put you in reverse. But tonight, I want to encourage you. It's time to take a stand for what God has said is yours, for what he has for you in your life. He's planned for you to have it from the beginning. He's planned for you to have it before you were formed in your mother's womb. He planned for you to have the good things in life. He said, I know the plan that I have for you. I plan for you to have good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. He desires for you to be at a place of success. He desires for you to be a place of victory. He desires for you to be a place of joy, of peace, of prosperity, lacking nothing, wanting nothing, every need fully supplied, fully fulfilled, so that you are fully equipped for fulfill the assignment that he has for you in your life. So it's time to take a stand on your place, Own your position you have been given. Operate in the grace. Squander it not. Put it to work. For so you may accomplish the task that has been set before you. Now, oftentimes in life, we get in a rut. It could be just the fact that we're going through life day to day and we're going with the same thing day in and day out. You just get complacent. Or it could be that out of nowhere a tragedy hits your life and it knocks you off your feet and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to turn and you're kind of stuck and you're kind of dazed and you're not sure which way you should go. But whatever the circumstance is that's got you in the rut that you're in, I want to encourage you here tonight. Take a stand. Declare war for your life. This is your life, not the enemy's life. You have been born again. You have been grafted into the kingdom of God. You have been placed as an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. So take a stand and declare what's yours. Take a stand and possess what belongs to you. Take a stand and take what God has for you. Don't sell God short. Don't leave his blessings by the wayside, but take hold to his promises. Take hold to his goodness. Take hold to his blessings. Take hold to all that he has for you. Take a stand. Declare war. Know who you are. Know what he has for you. Know what he wants you to do in life. Know what he wants to accomplish in you and through you as you live on this earth. Take a stand for your life. In order to do that, you first must know who you are. And you got to know, first of all, first foremost, you are an offspring of the king, a royal heir. That's your identity. Ooh, Jesus. You are an ambassador of Christ. That's your position. Jesus. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. That's your operation. Oh, my God. You are a servant to the will of the Father. That's your mindset. You are a steward of all that he's given to you. That's your assignment. You are a light to show others the way. That's your shine. So, thank you, Lord. Okay. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. It reads, I'm reading from the New King James Version, says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.